This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. Today we've been talking about the love of God for the last several broadcasts, and we have so much more to go, and we have so much more we've already taught. But I encourage you, we're building upon this, line upon line, precept upon precept. I encourage you to go to the website, KurtOwen.com, and our partners, and by the way, we're going to give you an opportunity to become a partner, but our partners are making it possible for you to hear these messages over and over again for free. And you need to. Just like we said that Paul had to be persuaded, you have to be persuaded. And the best way to do that is to hear these teachings over and over again and then read it in your own Bible. And then once again, if you do not have a Bible, then contact us and we'll be glad to give you one at KurtOwen.com. I think it's connect@KurtOwen.com. So, but now we need to, we talked last time about the fact that, and let's just kind of jump off here. In 1 John 4:16, it says that John makes a statement, we have known and believed the love that God has for us. It's two parts. It's not just enough to know about it. It's enough to, you have to believe it. Now, we're going to be getting into, and I'm going to talk to you about God. I'm going to talk to you about how much God loves you. But we're going to have to do what Paul did in Galatians 2:20. If you got your Bibles, open up there. He says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. In the life which I now live, I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Now notice here how his faith is connected to acknowledging his love for him. His faith, the faith of the Son of God working in him and him living by faith, is connected to him being established that Jesus loved me and gave himself for me. You need to make these things personal. So as we read these scriptures, I want for you to make these scriptures personal. As we go along, we're going to see God's love in action. And don't just see as God's love them loving them that way, see him loving you that way. Because this, if he God is no respecter of persons, and he loves you, and he loves them too. And if he loves them that way, he's going to love you this way. Now, let's get into a couple things about how much does God love you. First off, and we've kind of touched on this, go with me to 1 John 4:8. And this is something that's extremely important. He says this, he said, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Okay, so when we start talking about God loving you, understand that God is love personified. He is love. He doesn't have it. He is it. It is the way that he seeks to be identified, that he is love. Now, that does not mean that he is willing just to do anything because of love. Sometimes people have a wrong idea about love. They say, well, I love them, so I'm going to make them do this. That's not love. And once your child becomes of age and gets to just to make choices, parents sometimes go in and override their choices. When they should let them make their choices, and I'm not talking about like Dr. Spock, where he's like, yeah, just let them do whatever they want to do. No, when they're young, train them up in the way that it should go, so when they're old, they'll not depart from it. But see, what happens to a lot of people, there's a lot of good people that ended up in jail because their parents never let them eat the fruit of their consequences when they could have lived through it, and then eventually they do something so wrong, so bad, that they end up in prison and their parents weren't big enough to undo their choice for them. Love, God is love, and God is the same one that honors the choice of somebody. If somebody chooses to go to hell, he lets them. And people say, no, I don't believe that. If you love somebody, you wouldn't let somebody go to hell. You would if you love them so much you honored their choices. You didn't try to make them do what you wanted to do. Have you ever noticed that about God? God doesn't make anybody do anything. He doesn't make somebody get saved. He doesn't make somebody get healed. He doesn't make somebody prosper. That's not how He does it. He makes them an offer, and then they have a choice whether they'll receive it or not, because that's what love does. I think it's Romans chapter 5 specifically speaks to this. A lot of times people think God is the devil. And I hear this a lot with not Unitarianism or Universalism or inclusion, where everybody's going to heaven and there's many ways to God. No, there's not. There's only one way. It's Jesus. That's it. He's not some way shower. I've met people say, well, you know, he's a way shower, but I believe there's many pathways to God. If you believe there's many pathways to God, then you must regard Jesus as a lunatic. Everything he says, because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father except by me. And so you look at these things, and when you begin to see that God is love, you need to realize that how much love does he have for you? All of it. How much love does he have? All the love there is, because he is love. How much does God love you? With all the love that is, because he is love. He is love to you. This is the reason that people, you know, don't understand this. Like when God asks them to give, when he asks them to tithe, they act like he's trying to take something from them. Why? Because they don't believe how much God loves them. They don't believe that God truly is love. And listen, he says it again down here in verse 16. We have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. God is love. How much does he love you? With all the love there is. With everything that he is. With all that's inside of him. He loves you. When God says, for God so loved you, for God so, with all the love he has, and he is love, love the world. And this is why it's mystifying to me when people preach this God that wants to hurt people, that God took your loved ones and God made you sick, and that's not love. People people say, how dare you say that? Wait a minute. But Jesus actually asked this question. If your son asked for you bread, would you give him a stone? No. And if you wouldn't do that being evil, why would you think a father that loves you so much would withhold healing from you? People say, well, God has a purpose in it. Well, every sickness and disease is a curse. How dare you say that? I didn't. He who is loved did. Said every sickness and disease was a curse. Would you give your child sickness or disease to teach him something? Would you, if a burner was red hot and you wanted your child to understand, then a burner that you burned yourself if you touched the burner, would you grab a hold of your child's hand and place it on the burner? No, you would not. You would not do that. Why? Because you love them. And you just have love. He is love. It is everything that he is. God is love. Now again, will he override, if he tells you something's wrong and something's going to happen if you do wrong, is he going to make sure, is he going to be like some of these parents where, you know, they you know, my kid didn't do that. They show you a video of your kid punching a teacher. And this is actually speaking specifically to someone. Your kid punched the teacher. They have video of it. And you said, that's not my child. No, you're not going to suspend my child. You need to stop, because that you think you're loving your child, and that is not love. Love says, that was my son's choice. That was my daughter's choice. I'm going to go ahead. If that was the choice he made, go ahead and suspend him now, because I'd rather be suspended now than prison later. And let your child know, you're wrong. I love you. I am here for you. I'll sit with you in detention or expulsion, but I want you to know that my love for you does not say wrong is right. That is not what love does, because God is love himself, and he is still willing to tell us he's wrong. But God loves you. With how much love? All of it. Because God is in love with you. God wants to help you. In a few moments, I believe that we're going to be giving you a chance to become a partner with this ministry. We're doing this because we love you. We want you to have all the fruit possible when you get to heaven. Now, will it help us? Yes. But ultimately, we seek fruit that abounds to your account. And the way to do that is giving. The way to allow God to bless you more and more is through giving. It's through trusting Him with your money and not trusting the money. It's through saying, God, I trust you more than I trust the money. That this is so important. This is so crucial to you receiving from God in every area. That you believing that He truly loves you, and that the reason He's asking this of you is not anything. The reason He's asking you to witness to your neighbor is not to penalize you, but so that you can have fruit in heaven. It's not God. The reasons God's telling you to quit eating junk that's messing up your cholesterol and all this other stuff is not because He doesn't want you to have fun, but because He wants to bless you. He wants you to have long life. The reason He wants you to give is so that He can prosper you. The reason that He wants you to pray is so that you will be strong. The reason He wants you to read the Word is to renew your mind. The reason He wants you to hear about the love of God over and over again so He can bless you more than ever before. When He asked you, like with the rich young ruler, when He asked the rich young ruler to give, He wasn't trying to take from him. He was trying to bless him. He was trying to pour himself out to him. Well, how can I know that? Because God is love. God who is love is not trying to destroy you. God who is love is not trying to cripple you. God who is love is not trying to take away your loved one. He's not the one that killed your child. He's not the one that took your job. He's not the one that made you sick. He's not, because God is love. What are you saying? I'm saying God loves you with all the love that exists, because all the love that exists is Him. God loves you, and He wants you to identify Him with love. If He didn't, He wouldn't have said, God is love. Stay tuned to these important announcements. Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Today is offering day on the broadcast. We try once a week to give you an opportunity to increase your income and to become a part of what we're doing all over the world, and to become a partner with this ministry. Now, when we talking about partnership, we're talking about financial support and prayer. We also have some special things that are just our partners receive that we want to bless you with those. But also, if you'd like to give a one-time gift, this broadcast has been a blessing to you. Michael's going to share with you in just a minute how you can do that. But I want to share with you something. This isn't just that we seek a gift. It's so that fruit can abound to your account. I referred to this, but this is in Philippians 4:17. He says, he goes on here and he says this. He said, for even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent once and again to my necessities. Not that I seek a gift, but I seek fruit that abounds to your account, so that your account in heaven, you are counted. It blesses you. It'll bless you not just in this life, but in the life to come. In fact, it says this, indeed, I have all and abound, and I am full and have received from Epaphroditus the things you sent, a sweet-smelling aroma, acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. That's why we're asking you to give, because this is another part of being a blessing to the Lord and that going up before God. And man, when you are well-pleasing to God, amazing things happen. Become a partner today. Help us give away our free materials. Provide this gospel all over the world so that when you get to heaven, multitudes will be there because of you to greet you. Michael's going to give you, to explain to you how to do your giving. Thank you so much for giving.
All of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries are excited about you taking advantage of the opportunity to become a part of something that is so much bigger than any one person. Simply text the term KOM Partner to the number 44321. Then simply put in your name and the amount that you want to give. Once again, simply text the words KOM Partner to the number 44321. Your gift will have a life-changing impact on people around the world. Kurt Owen sincerely desires that fruit abounds to your account. Your return and your reward will be now in this time and eternal. Text KOM Partner to 44321 and help Kurt Owen change the world. Tune in the same time every weekday for a continuation of the teaching, Knowing and Believing, the Love of God with Kurt Owen.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987.